Good evening, Sedalia and the surrounding area. Calling Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net. Calling the Spark and Pettis County Aries Net. This is KE0QYA. That's Kilo Echo Zero, Quebec Yankee Alpha. Your net control station for this evening. And my name is Richard. And my QTH is located here in southern Pettis County. Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 147.030 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? Hearing none, if during the net, if any station has emergency traffic, please notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of this net are to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is wa0sdo.org, and a Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. Net control has a few announcements this evening. First of all, what a busy month we're going to have here in the month of July. I want to remind everybody that next Saturday will be our club meeting. It'll start at 8:30 in the morning. It'll be at the EMA headquarters. That's up at 1511 North Ohio in Sedalia. We moved the meeting from this weekend to next weekend because of the 4th of July, so I hope everybody had a good 4th of July holiday. Then the following Saturday on the 19th is Warrensburg's Ham Fest. That starts at 8 a.m. to noon. That's at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. That's just west of the airport there on 50 Highway. Also, the club will have a table there. We'll be promoting SparkCon. And that is one of the things that we're going to be talking about at the club meeting. So I hope everybody can not only make it to the club meeting, but make it up to Warrensburg Ham Fest as well. Then last but not least, on July 26th, we have a dual event at Liberty Park, an island on the air, which will begin at approximately 9 a.m. Now, I know that I haven't even drove by Liberty Park yet to see if they've drained the lagoon yet, but the rain that we've had over this past day, hell, it might be filled back up, who knows. But anyways, we are going to go ahead and activate the island. That setup there will be at approximately 8:30 p.m. with the IOTA starting at 9 a.m. And then after that, starting at noon, we're going to have our 90th year celebration as a club. I know that we have a shelter house rented for that event. Everybody bring a covered dish. The club's going to provide pulled pork, so hopefully we'll have lots of folks there to help us celebrate 90 years of ham radio here in the Sedalia Pettis County area. At this time, do we have any other club announcements for the net? All righty, hearing none, I want to remind everybody that this is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, followed by your name and your location. This net is open to any licensed amateur radio operator who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communications through net control. So we'll go ahead and start taking check-ins. We'll go ahead and start with those who would like to check in, who are in and out. Portables, mobiles, and short timers. Once again, in and out, portables, mobiles, and short timers. Call net control. Call KE0QYA.
KE0QYA, this is KB0UVW, Kilo Bravo Zero, Union Victor Whiskey, Rendon, Sedalia. I'm in and out. QCJ, Whiskey Alpha Zero, Quebec Charlie Juliet, Connie, and Sedalia, in and out.
Zero ARQ Kilo Foxtrot Zero Alpha Romeo Quebec, Don Sedalia in and out.
This is KFO HYP Kilo Foxtrot Zero Hotel Yankee Papa Ryan Marshall in and out.
W2SAM Whiskey 2 Sierra Alpha Mary Sam Sedalia in and out.
WB0LRX Jeff and Sedalia, good evening, in and out.
AF0IHY Kilo Foxtrot 0 India Hotel Yankee Leo Downtown Coal Camp in and out.
Alrighty, we're going to stop right there.
Is that November 0 Oscar Whiskey Zulu, Mark and Sedalia, in and out.
Alright, now we're going to stop. Okay, we got the N0 OWZ, Mark had KF0 IHY, Leo had Jeff, WB0 LRX. At Sam, W2SAM. At Ryan, KF0HYP. At Don, KF0ARQ. At Connie, WA0QCJ. At Lori, KF0IHX. And when Lori checked in, there was a double there. So then we had Renda, KB0UVW, all checked in and out tonight. So we'll go ahead and take one more round of in and outs, portables, mobiles, and short timers. Call net control. Call KE0QYA.
WA0SDO repeater.
KS0TNW Kilo Foxtrot 0 Tango November Whiskey Harvey with a QTH south of Stover. In and out.
Suze. KD0WXT Kilo Delta 0 Whiskey X-Ray Tango, Roger and Edwards, in and out.
KE0CYW Steve, Aaron Sedalia, in and out.
That go around. At Steve, KE0CYW, Roger, down in the suburbs, down there in Edwards, KD0WXT, and also another one down in the suburbs, Stover, KF0TNW. Here, so we appreciate you guys checking in tonight for the net. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and start taking regular check-ins to the Park Repeater Net. Call net control. Call KE0QYA.
This is KE0WLB Kilo Echo 0 Whiskey Lima Bravo QTH Sedalia. Hello.
Okay, it looked like one station that was trying to get in. I didn't get it, but we'll go up to Joe. KE0WLB, good evening, Joe, and for your comments for the net tonight.
Good evening, Richard, and everyone on the net. Hope everybody had a good, safe 4th of July. I had a pretty good 4th of July. The XYO has some family down in Rich Hill, Missouri, and that's where we traveled to, and we got to listen to a couple of bands play over the weekend at the park there. I'll break. And we had a lot of good food and just had a good fellowship and a great time. And all in all, like I said, it was just a good time. That's all I got to say, and I'll turn it back to net control. This is KE0WLB back to net 73s, everybody.
KE0WLB, KE0QYA. All right, Joe, appreciate your words there this evening. so, we'll go ahead and put another call out for regular check-ins to the Spark Repeater Net. Call Net Control now.
This is William Baker Zero, November Tango Zulu, WB Zero NTZ, Dave and Bolivar.
W0VK. Looks like the band's up. That's good.
This is B0ETL.
All right, got three good ones there. Got KD0ETL Paul, got W0VK Brett, and Dave down in Bolivar, WB0NTZ. Dave, go ahead with your comments, please.
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, I think the band's up a little bit. I'm getting the repeater here a little stronger than I normally do. Sometimes it's a little struggle, but with the storm coming through, I think it happened the way it was last week. I was able to check in. So good for those propagations there. So anyway, and hello to Brett there. So anyway, thanks for running the net, and we'll catch up with everybody next time. WB0NTZ.
WB0NTZ, KE0QYA. All right, Dave, yeah, the bands are definitely up. I put you on reverse as you were talking, and it was just like you were sitting right next to me right here. So definitely some good propagation tonight. Dave, thanks for checking in on that tonight from down in Bolivar. Next, we'll go to Brett, W0VK. Good evening, Brett. In your comments, please.
W0VK, Richard. Thanks for doing the net tonight, man. You're doing an awesome job, bud. The announcements was perfect. Everything's good. Don't have a whole lot going on here. Let's see. What did we do this weekend? Yesterday, went on a bike ride, rode from Clifton City over to Pilot Grove, and that's a pretty good little pull. It was about 25 miles, and, man, hit a lot of hills. Going that way, it was felt like it was uphill the whole way. And on the way back, there was some hills, so it wasn't uphill the whole way, but it was a long ride. Anyway, I hadn't done that one, that piece yet. We've broken up the Katy Trail on our riding sections, and by the time we get the whole thing done, we're going to have a for sure rode it twice, because we always go down and back everywhere we go. And we wanted to go over to Windsor today and just do a little ride over to Clinton or to Calhoun, and that rain just kind of got us away from it, so we still went to Windsor and ate, but we didn't ride. Other than that, let's see, I did get the grass mowed this morning, so that's good. Good business going on with the SparkCon webpage. I've got some proofs in my email that's coming up that they're getting done. So super, super excited about that. The team on that doing a fabulous job. That thing should be up and running probably this week. So that's an exciting thing. Let's see what else. Well, just lots of things. Looking forward to the meeting this Saturday. So we'll go over a lot of stuff in more detail and talk about some assignments and some things like that. So I really hope everybody can show up and be there. First and foremost, we'll see everybody. And second of all, I want to really give a good thorough briefing on what that's going to look like. And we'll keep talking about it as we go, but I kind of want to do an overview of what it's going to look like. So anyway, that's all I got, Richard. Back to you, bud. W0VK.
W0VK, KE0QYA. All right, Brett, yeah, appreciate the information. And, yeah, for you folks that, you know, haven't got a full overview, Brett and I have been talking and met here earlier this past week, and a lot of information to come out to you guys that we definitely want you to know about. So Brett. We appreciate you checking into the net tonight. Next, we'll go down to Paul, KD0ETL. Good evening, Paul, and your comments for the net, please.
KD0ETL, the net. Good evening, everyone. Richard, thanks for taking the net. And Brett, thanks for that information. Looking forward to next Saturday also. Had a great weekend, actually. Did a lot of different things and played some radio. Somewhat started on the 13 colonies and then kind of gave it up. Wasn't getting as many contacts as I would like to have. I did make a contact to Pennsylvania on 2 meters simplex, 800 and some miles, I think it was. Caught me off guard, and it was a Eastern Pennsylvania Homestead Festival. It was a special event station, and he was transmitting on 520. So I went back to him, and I was amazed at how far I was getting out. I'll let it drop.
WA0SDO, repeater.
Made several 6-meter contacts also. The band in the case was up a couple times. Anyway, I'm supposed to get a card from the special event, so I'll have proof. Anyway, because that's a long haul. Watched some fireworks, shot some fireworks out here with the grandkids. And I got another granddaughter off to Houston again, to the Houston Space Center. She's out there doing some, it's kind of like a summer camp there, so she's looking into aeronautical engineering, so I'm proud of her. Looking forward to the rest of the week. Hope it's good for everyone else. 73, back to net.
K0ETL, K0QIA. All right, Paul, I tell you what, 2-meter simplex, Pennsylvania, that is one heck of a haul, my friend. Tell you what, you just must have caught it just right. That is truly amazing. Paul, appreciate all the comments you made there tonight. Do appreciate that for sure. We'll go ahead and take another round of regular check-ins. If you're out there, don't be afraid to push that trigger. Another round of regular check-ins. Call net control. Call KE0QIA.
KE0QIA. This is KY0P, Dennis in Sedalia.
Alrighty, Dennis, KY0P, go ahead, Dennis, good evening, and your comments, please.
Well, good evening, everyone, and sure, looking forward to the meeting coming up this weekend, and this weather's something else with this rain. It pours down rain, and then a couple blocks away, it's just barely sprinkling, so... Anyway, my grass continues to grow, and I'm definitely going to have to mow it. So that's about all I got. Like I said, I'm looking forward to this weekend. And 73, everybody, have a great week coming up. This is KY0P. I'll be clear.
KY0P, KE0, QYA. All right, Dennis, good to hear you in there, and... Yeah, I tell you what, got almost about an inch of rain out my way today, so I know that saw some stuff on Facebook, and I guess over around California, Missouri, they got walloped, lots of trees down and power lines, and so I think we dodged yet another bullet out here. So, Dennis, thanks for checking into the net tonight. I want to remind everybody with just a couple quick announcements here again. Next club meeting, that's upcoming Saturday. At EMA headquarters, starting at 8:30, there at 1511 North Ohio. Saturday, July the 19th, is Warrensburg's Ham Fest. That runs from 8 to noon. They'll have breakfast there. Our club will also have a table there, and that'll be at the Johnson County Fairgrounds, just west of the airport there on 50 Highway. And of course, July 26th is our 90th year celebration of the Radio Club here in the State Fair City. We'll have a Island on the Air event starting at 9 a.m. And then we'll have a get-together about noon, and everybody bring a covered dish. And the club was going to provide some pulled pork for some mighty tasty sandwiches from the pork place. So, saying that, we're going to go ahead and do a final call. Final call for your tickets to the Spark Repeater Net. Call Net Control now. Alrighty, well, we're going to go ahead and rip and around this one, folks. Do appreciate everybody taking the time to check in on the net tonight. The net lasted for approximately 20 minutes with a total of 18 check-ins. So we hope everybody has a fantastic week. Look forward to seeing everybody there at the meeting this upcoming Saturday. So this is KE0QYA, Kilo Echo Zero, Quebec Yankee Alpha, saying 73s, everybody, and everybody have a good night. And this repeater will now turn to amateur radio use.